Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and you should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. With me, as always, is my partner in grime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave.
What is up? What's going on? How are we doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great.
Working on my levels.
Oh, yes.
Levels.
Thank you for reminding me. I did forget in the 1 minute.
42 seconds went by and it was just levels.
Levels. So you guys, we want to talk to you about our levels, our sound levels, that is. We want to acknowledge that in the first...
Not our thetan levels.
That's for another episode. Whole other episode. We want to acknowledge that in the first few... I think it was the first four episodes of this new Ask a Clean Person, the podcast experience, mm-hmm. that Dave's levels were too low.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And so it made Dave very hard to hear and was probably super annoying for you guys because you probably were jacking the volume up and then I would come on blaring at you because I sound like a foghorn. It was a combination of two things. One, it was partly technical and partly also Dave is a little bit of a low talker.
Nobody complains about my levels on one of my other 9 podcasts. I refuse to take too much blame for this. My deep, sexy voice is a deep, sexy voice.
I wasn't blaming. I was just acknowledging.
Feels like blame.
Your deep, sexy voice, Dave. So anyway, we think we fixed the problem. So from episode, I think it was 44, the Thanksgiving episode, the coat episode, the grab bag, and this one, the level should be better. If you're still having problems, email me. Let me know. We'll keep tweaking. We are very sorry about that. Thank you for your patience. We want to acknowledge that it is not you, it is us.
It's not you, it's me.
It's Dave.
I think it sounds good.
Specifically,
so I think
Dave.
We should definitely go forward and continue to do the show now.
Good one.
Thanks.
All right. Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Today's episode is going to be really crappy.
Is it really? Why?
Because we're going to talk about toilets.
Oh.
Yay.
If you're down in the dumps,
oh.
We're going to flush those away real quick. Poop jokes.
There's going to be a lot of poop jokes today. Before we get into it and all those great poop jokes, we want to remind you that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to our premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite our show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, that's a mouthful. Yeah.
That's what she said.
Good one. If you would like to do that... Go to patreon.com/askacleanperson and check out all of the packages we're offering. You've never made a package joke with that one.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I have to have. I can make one now.
So, yeah. I just did.
If you're interested in my package.
There's a Dave package. Dave, do you want to tell the people how much it goes for?
It's based on size of the package, so it's only 45 cents. It's not a big package. So
Dave, what? It's not.
I know it's not.
It's $69. That's the Dave package.
It's a nice package.
It is a nice package. Okay, so you can check all of those out. We would love it if you would help to support us. Your support helps us so much. And we would also love to hear from you if there are rewards that you would like us to consider making available.
Mm-hmm.
Our last bonus episode, just as a teaser for any of you who might be on the fence as to whether or not you want these. We read some hate mail.
Yeah, we covered a lot of stuff.
We did.
Hate mail, positive mail,
yeah.
Wetness.
Yes, we sure did.
Sheets.
And in the bonus episode that we are going to record after this episode, I'm going to talk about a feature, some outtakes of a feature that I wrote for Racked, in which I interviewed John Medesian, who is the owner of Madame Paulette, which is a very, very high-end specialty dry cleaner here in New York.
That sounds like a scam.
He also, no, it is assuredly
not. It's a dry cleaner.
It's not a normal dry cleaner. It's like Disney World of dry cleaning. It's like the coolest place in the world. So I'm going to talk about some outtakes from the interview that I couldn't fit into the profile of John. Those of you who are Bravo super fans will already recognize the name John Medesian, because he is also the boyfriend of New York City Real Housewife Dorinda Medley. Dorinda is one of my ride or die housewives. And so in the bonus episode, not only are we going to talk about the John Medesian outtakes, but we're also going to talk generally about Bravo. I'm going to try to convince Dave that he needs to do a deep dive on Vanderpump Rules.
Boy, do I not need to do that.
Before we can get into the bonus episode, we have to record the episode.
Yep.
And so we are going to do that.
Take a seat. Sit down.
Good one. Dave, you want to read the first question for us?
I think I would love to do that. Okay. Lisa asks.
Yes.
Hi, Lisa. Since moving in together, my boyfriend and I have been trying to adjust and accommodate each other's cleaning habits. He hates when I leave my coat, purse on the couch, and clothes on the floor. Fair. That's my favorite part of the letters, is when that's just like, I get it. I know. Fair. I hate that when it's his turn to clean the bathroom, he believes that a wipe down of visible dirt with a wet paper towel is sufficient. I'm on his side. He finally agrees that the sink needs to be germ-free and that the tub needs a cleaning agent to effectively look clean, but stands firm on the toilet not needing anything more than a quick swish around with the toilet brush and a wet paper towel wiped down on the seat and pee dribblings on the outside of the bowl. He's actually quite persuasive and now has me convinced. Attaboy. Stay on her. Pee is sterile. Oh, that's totally an argument I would make.
No, this whole thing is great.
People drink their pee, honey. It's not a big deal. Pee is sterile, as he points out. And if the bowl looks clean, isn't that sufficient for a place we're just going to poop into anyway? Boy, this guy's good. He's a lawyer.
He's pretty good.
I still kind of feel like, but for health. That's great. That's like, he's like, it's sterile. This and we poop
a,
in
this
it.
Is a, this is a good letter.
And
yeah,
he goes, and she just goes, but for health. But I don't have a strong argument. So is he right? Is a wipe down to the point of visible cleanliness enough? When it comes to bathrooms, when is looks clean good enough? Thanks. No, he's right. Okay, so our next letter when we come back.
So, listen, I love this question. I love this question for so many reasons.
It's great.
Because it actually lets me hit, like, so much about my philosophy about doing this job. Mm-hmm. And I'm really psyched for that. I also want to say, if the question sounds familiar to anyone, I have run this question somewhat recently in an Esquire column, and I pulled it and used it for the podcast specifically. Usually I try not to reuse questions. But this one was so good. And I felt like there was a way to add more to it in the podcast medium than I did in the written medium. Like, they're different enough media that I felt okay about it.
It feels like this is like a trial, and like he's the prosecuting attorney.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, you're gonna be the defense expert that comes in, yeah, and blows his defense or his prosecution or his theory out of the water.
Here's the good news about
metaphorically
this.
Speaking.
Here's the good news about this. Both of my parents are litigators, and when I was a little girl, one of the games that we would play in the car, like when we would go on like longish car trips,
murder defense
was like murder defense. But, like, seriously. So here's what the game was. First of all, it's so funny to me to think like this could not happen today. So my parents would be in the front seat, right? My dad would be driving. My mom would be in the passenger seat, and I'd be in the back seat. No car seat, no seatbelt. Like, the 70s and 80s were just a wild freaking time, you know. And I would scoot into the middle of the back seat, and I would scoot forward, so I was basically like had my head between their two seats, and I would say, okay, tell me a case. And so they would tell me the cases that they were working on, and I would be the judge. And I got to decide who won the case. Hmm. And yeah, I mean, of course, I always like, I always took the side of whatever client they were defending. But anyway, there
he's not guilty.
My parents didn't do criminal work, so it wasn't that quite that grim. They did, however, do my mom's specialty was product liability, so like all of her cases were like people who shot themselves in the head with nail guns.
In the head?
Yes, that's a very common
like
injury.
Scratching their head with it? Like, what am
no,
I
they
do
take
next?
The safe. What they do, they take the safety off because it's easy. You can go faster if you don't have the safety on, obviously. But then they have an accident because they've taken the safety off and they've shooting themselves. Shooting yourself in the head with a nail gun is a very common brain injury, and it is almost never fatal, oddly enough.
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Maybe on another bonus episode, I'll talk about some of the other like grim stories. If you ever wonder, I said this in a previous episode that I'm scared of everything. This is why, because my mother, this were like my bedtime stories.
Like product liability?
Yeah, she would tell me the product liability stories. There was always ceilings were caving in, soda machines were tipping over and crushing someone, people were losing hands in punch presses.
What's a punch press?
Like a punch press, like a big machine.
Oh, that like,
yeah,
like in a factory.
Yeah,
I could see that happening.
Yeah. Like she represented Stanley Tools. That was one of her big clients. Anyway, so we've gotten so far afield of toilet cleaning.
Yes, let's.
Okay, so but let me make my. Now I'm going to present my arguments.
Okay, let's do this. I'm on his side. He makes strong cases.
Okay. So part one, why to clean a toilet? Here are a few reasons that you might want to clean the toilet. The first thing. Is that what was her name?
Her name is Lisa.
Lisa, boyfriend of Lisa. We don't know his name. Boyfriend of Lisa.
Let's call him Jeff.
Okay, Jeff.
Jeff feels right. Jeff and Lisa.
Jeff with the balls.
Oh, is Jeff the balls
Jeff
guy?
Jeff the guy with balls.
Oh, then we can't do.
But
Jeff
I feel
again.
Like, but Jeff with the balls would care about this. Jeff with the ball has a clean toilet. I just know it. So anyway, okay, boyfriend of Lisa. That's what I'm sticking with it.
Bart.
He claimed. No, that's incest. Gross.
Oh, God, society.
He claims that they don't need to clean the toilet because urine is sterile.
They didn't say not clean it, just
urine,
not super duper clean it.
Urine is not sterile.
What?
First of all, there's this whole line of thinking that says that urine is sterile until it leaves the body. That actually isn't even true. It's not even sterile in the body. Urine is not sterile. It's not. It is not.
I don't know.
Even if it was. Even if it was.
Okay. But what's in it? What's in it that's so bad?
It,
there's probably like some vitamins in there. It's probably good for the toilet.
It's first of all, it's waste. It's human waste. Okay. Even if it was sterile, it still smells and leaves ugly yellow dribbles all over the place.
He's wiping it. He's just saying you don't need to go crazy. He's not like peeing on the floor and walking out of the bathroom. Your Honor, I like to strike this from the record. Erroneous.
You don't know that. All right. Moving along.
I'll allow it.
Other things happen in the toilet. We're not just peeing. They already said that they poop in it. So
wait, what else is there? What else is going on in the toilet?
Well, you're pooping.
Uh-huh.
First of all, for about half of the population, once a month, we're getting our periods.
Oh, I think you're going to say, I think you're saying once a month we're pooping. I was like, I'm doing it all wrong.
That's some serious constipation.
That's fair.
I'm sorry. If you only poop once a month, I'm sorry for you. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's my favorite thing in the world. There's barf. People are barfing in the toilets.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So there you go. So other things are happening in the toilet is not just urine, which you think is sterile, but isn't actually even sterile. Okay. Then, there is a thing called toilet plume. Do you know about toilet plume?
Toilet plume? It sounds like a wee nice story starring Keira Knightley and some other British bloke.
It does sound nice. It's not. Here's what it is.
Toilet plume.
When you flush the toilet, uh-huh. If you don't have the lid up, if you don't have the lid down, I mean, when you flush, the force of the flush sends particles of whatever in the bowl up and outwards.
Oh, that's
so
an
it
old
goes
wives' tale.
No, it is. No, it is not. No, it is not.
There's not poop flying around after you flush.
When you go home, take some all-purpose spray and some paper towels and spray the walls around your toilet and wipe them off. And you tell me if it comes off clean. I promise you, it is not going to come off clean.
I wipe the walls next to the toilet. Usually, it's just nothing on them. It's just like, just kind of shines them up. There's not like, it's not like I wiped the wall and it's like a brown paper towel all of a sudden.
If you're doing it regularly, then yeah, you're cleaning the toilet.
Oh, I'm so not doing it regularly.
Then you're cleaning the toilet plume off. Anyway, the toilet plume, that's a real thing. It lands everywhere.
Toilet plume.
Okay, not last thing, actually. Next thing, the handle specifically is quite dirty. And here's why.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the bathroom.
Right.
We wipe ourselves.
Absolutely.
We flush. Then we wash our hands.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Your toilet
That's
handle.
A solid case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that also means that when you touch the toilet handle, you're touching whatever anybody else left there. And she's in a home with another person. She's not the only person.
It's a lot
using.
Of. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting you. I'm getting you.
That one sells pretty good. That one plays to the jury.
Okay. The next thing is that the bowl in particular, because there is standing water in the bowl at all times, will develop bacteria. So it will develop. There's a bacteria. You may have noticed it. If you haven't noticed it, you'll definitely start noticing it now. It's sort of pinkish, orangish, and it usually develops like in the toilet bowl and in the shower, the grout it tends to. It's called Serratia. Which is also pronounced Serratia.
It's a beautiful name for a girl.
It's actually kind of a pretty name.
It's my daughter, Serratia. I named her after toilet
after
bacteria.
So that will develop. Mildew will develop. Mildew and molds.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, this isn't a bacteria, but mineral deposits will form, especially if you live in an area with hard water. And those, it's not necessarily that they're going to be harmful for you. I mean, unless you're sticking like your face in the bowl or like your hand with an open wound, like you, if you get,
as you do,
if you got Serratia in an open wound, you would not be in great shape. That you didn't need to clean it out and could get infected and da-da. So, I mean, realistically, you're probably not going to be doing that, but it looks dirty. It looks bad.
Serratia.
And it feeds on water. So it water alone isn't going to eliminate it. So that's sort of a cosmetic thing. Okay. So there are all my reasons. Now, before you say anything else, I have one last thing to say.
I was going
to
add one for you.
Oh, you want to add one? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pubes.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
I've come over to your side of the
that's
bench.
Great. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I'm glad you did.
Right. I'm like Sandra Bullock and you're like Matthew McConaughey and this is a time to clean.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, but here's what I was going to say. Maybe you heard all of that and none of it moved you. Maybe you were like, so? You know what?
Okay, I'll be like, wait, what else? That doesn't bother me.
Then that's fine. It's your toilet.
Oh.
If it doesn't bother you.
Oh, you're going to pull that
don't
move.
Yeah,
reverse psychology.
Yeah. No. I mean, I really mean it. Like, and I say this all the time. When I talk about the bed making thing, because you know what, that is something that I'm really, really passionate about. And I really would love to bring everyone to my side.
Oh, no.
No, I know.
Toilets. I would like, seriously, if I'm living with somebody and they want me to clean a toilet a certain way, I'm like, sure, whatever.
Okay.
Make it a bed. No, you're never going to get me on team make a bed.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, here's the thing about the team make a bed. I actually don't care if you make your bed or not. I think it would make your life better. And I want everyone to try it and give it a whirl because I really am so convinced it'll make your life better. And I hear from so many people that it does make their life better. This isn't just like me.
How?
Well, in March, we'll talk about how.
Because
it's our bed-making month.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was for like the NCAA tournament. Like
that's
the
LaMob. Brackets. That's the thing that we were talking about
in
the last bonus episode
previously.
With the hate mail. LaMob is the March bed-making month. So we'll talk about that. But the thing is with the bed making is that, like, honestly, it makes no difference in my life if you make your bed or not.
Mm.
I don't sleep in it. It has literally no effect on me one way or the other. So if you don't want to make your bed, I can list off all the reasons why I think you should. And if you hear all of them and you just go, meh, no, I'm not moved by any of that. Fine.
I know that. Fine. Yeah. It's not fine.
No, it's fine. No, it is. It has no effect on my life. Anyway, all right. So we now have on the toilet cleaning, We do have Dave over on my side, and I'm happy about that. That doesn't warm my soul.
I'm there.
So we should talk about how to clean a toilet.
Okay.
And this episode is a little bit dedicated to you because in one of our previous episodes, we were talking about toilet cleaning. And
did somebody email you about my toilet? It's bullshit. it doesn't look like that anymore, okay?
No, but I...
She was drunk. She doesn't remember what was going on.
No, but ladies, if you've been in Dave's apartment, I want to hear from you. I have questions. Dave's been in my apartment, but I've never been in Dave's apartment. So I have some questions for you.
I don't remember your toilet, though.
I think you used the bathroom too.
Oh, I definitely did. If I'm in any place for at least an hour, I have definitely used.
You drink
the bathroom.
A lot of liquids. I've noticed that about you.
Try to stay hydrated.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
By drinking Coke.
Yeah. No. On one of the episodes, you said something. You were like, "Yeah, you know, you clean the bowl first." And I was like, "No. You clean the bowl last." And I was like, "Oh man, Dave doesn't know how to properly clean a toilet." So I had a note to self that I wanted to do a whole toilet cleaning episode.
Wait, what was the rationale again? I remember you telling me this and it made sense, but now I don't remember what the
rationale
was.
Well, I'm going to go through it.
Oh.
I'll explain it now.
Okay. That was a segue. I was setting you up.
Thank you. Yeah.
What's the rationale?
Okay. So step one in cleaning a toilet is to introduce a cleaning product to the bowl. And the reason why that's the first thing that you do is that you want to let the product do most of the work for you. Mm-hmm. And the bowl is the dirtiest part. Mm-hmm. Because it's got all of that stuff. It's got the poop splatter and the blood splatter
and the
puke splatter and the urine dribbles and the mineral deposits and the sriracha and the mildew.
Yeah.
So you want to start by introducing
sriracha.
It does sound like sriracha. You want to start by introducing a cleaning product to the bowl first. You're not going to clean the bowl first, but you're going to put the product in first.
Mm-hmm.
And for the type of products that you use, like really, you use what makes you happy in terms of product. I'm not really particularly dictatorial about the specific products you're using in the bathroom. I personally really like scrubbing bubbles for the bowl. I don't love it for the exterior of the toilet. But you could also use just any kind of all-purpose cleaner. You could get a specific toilet cleaning product like the Lysol toilet bowl cleaner. You could like the Mr. Clean multi-purpose spray. Those kinds of things are fantastic for it. Any of those are great. So introduce a product to the bowl. Also, sometimes I forget like the dumb little things I write in the columns. I sort of go into a fugue state when I write the columns. I wrote in the column, I was like, this needn't be an overly formal introduction. It's like such a jolly thing to write.
Needn't.
Yeah.
Mr. Gusatelli shan't be returning. What's that from? Come on.
I don't know.
A League of Their Own. Come on.
Oh, God. I haven't seen that movie in 100 years. I wouldn't remember.
When the bus driver quits because Stillwell's running up and down the bus. And then
I don't even remember like the plot line of that movie. I haven't seen it in so long.
Oh, my God. All right. So here it is. Anyway. It's during the
no,
war.
No. We don't.
The men are over there fighting.
I remember that part.
And then Dottie drops the ball. Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, so we're going to introduce the product to the bowl. Then you are going to spray the exterior of the bowl, of the toilet with whatever cleaning product you're using. And you're going to take paper towels or, a rag, sponges, whatever you use for cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to, the best thing to do, and I'm not like in my personal life a real stickler about this, but technically speaking, you should fold it into sections. I am a stickler about in my real life. You work from the top down. So for the most part, when you talk about cleaning almost anything, you work from the top down. And that's because gravity is what it is. So if you start at the bottom and work up, then right. the mm-hmm. stuff that's on the top is going to fall down to the bottom and you're just going to really re-clean it again. So the point of folding the paper towel or rags or whatever you're using is so that you can have clean sections. Because otherwise, if you wipe the top of the bowl and then you just keep wiping, you're just
spreading it around.
Spreading, right, exactly. So which actually goes back to the problem of using just a wet paper towel to wipe a bowl off is you're just spreading everything that's on there all over the place. And again, maybe that doesn't bother you, but it's not clean. It's just not. It's
mm-hmm.
just not.
Mm-hmm.
If there are poop particles, even if you can't see them, it's not clean. So, and in just a wet paper towel is just going to spread everything around.
Moving the poop particles around.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Okay, so you work top, you move downwards, work top down. It's very straightforward. One place, speaking of the thing that Dave brought up, one thing or one place to pay particular attention to is the area where the seat is connected to the bowl. Behind that, so when you put the lid down,
yeah, that's the worst part.
Or you flip the seat and the lid all the way up, in that area, and you should do both of those things to get sort of around all of the hinges, there a lot of debris collects in that area. Yeah.
Debris.
Yes. You all know the kind of debris.
It's a construction site.
Okay, so step three. Now here is where you're gonna grab your toilet brush and you're gonna scrub the bowl. So by this point, the product that you've sprayed into the bowl should have loosened up and eliminated.
Loosen the stool. Softened it.
That was good. That was really good. And it should just take like one or two little swipes with the brush to get that out.
I was just thinking about how unsexy this episode is compared to the previous one.
So unsexy.
There's fluids. There's stiffness.
It is sexier than a toilet bowl with a collection of pubes between.
For sure. Of course.
The bowl and the seat.
But I mean, hey, what if? All right, I won't say it. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I don't know if it was bad enough for you to pull back on that. Don't say it.
I'm reining in.
Okay. So then, after you've done the bowl, step four is to wipe the base and the floor around the toilet. So it's easy to forget that because it's down so low, but especially the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you have a man in the house there. Yeah.
I'm a man in the house.
Yeah. You're going to have some dribble issues that you want to clean up. Also not a bad idea to spray some of your all purpose spray around the walls, around the toilet, and wipe those off as well. Okay. So I have two final optional steps.
Mm.
Step five, which is optional, is to wipe the whole thing off with a dry paper towel. A lot of times, like stray, like lint or dust or hair, gets stuck because it's wet. You're wet cleaning it, so the dry paper towels will just help to pick that up. So if you notice that, just wiping off with dry paper towels will help, or a dry rag, you know, whatever you use. That's optional, but recommended. And then step six. Which is very definitely optional.
Oh boy.
Is to clean the toilet brush.
Oh, that's insane.
Yeah, I know. It is insane.
And I was with you the whole way up until the toilet brush.
But that's why I said it was very optional. And I'm gonna talk about why it's optional, and we're gonna have a good laugh about it. But before we do, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we're gonna talk about toilet brushes.
Sure.
And we're also gonna talk about what to do about more stubborn stains in toilet bowls that a brush won't get out.
Mm-hmm.
So Dave and I will be right back with more about toilets. This is Ask the Theme Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. Dave and I have been talking about toilets.
that's a normal thing to say.
That's what we've been doing.
Just hanging out, talking about the bowl. It is college football bowl season, so it makes sense that we're doing a bowl episode.
Very good.
The toilet
very
bowl.
Way to tie that into your other job.
Just trying to bring it all together, day people.
Job. Hey, wait, speaking of you have a new podcast that you haven't mentioned to the people. You should mention it.
Which one? Oh, the
Vice one.
Oh.
You haven't mentioned that, because when we started, you only had Puck Soup.
I was like, it's super old. Well, Puck Soup is Puck Soup, and then that's with me and Greg Wyszynski and Biscuits. I almost forgot what it was called. Biscuits is with me and Down Goes Brown, a.k.a. Sean McIndoo, of formerly of Grantland fame. And, yeah, we recorded an episode today. By the time this one comes out, that one will probably be super old. So, yep. Yeah, we were only sort of scheduled to do five of them, and we've done four at this point. So,
it was just a little pop-up podcast?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I feel like it's like pilot season, and we're going to see if we get picked up.
Oh, okay. All right. And that's Vice Sports, that one.
That is Vice Sports.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure that people know where they can find more of your dulcet tones.
Just call me dull?
No, I said dulcet.
Sounds like an insult to
no,
me.
No, it's not. It's not. It's a compliment.
Don't use your big words around
it's
me.
A compliment. All right. So, listen, when we left off, we were talking about cleaning toilet brushes. We have a question about that.
Liz has got a quick one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Liz says, what should I be doing to my toilet brush after I use it? Dousing it with bleach? Burning it? I worry about it sitting there in its own filth. Thanks.
I like the idea of someone like losing sleep at night worrying about their toilet brush sitting in a pool of its own filth.
I like wondering like what to say at the end of an email like that, like sincerely Dave or like TTYL. Thanks. It's a weird sign off. Thanks.
Okay, so let's. I'm going to talk to you about how to clean a toilet brush. It's very easy, and then we're going to talk about realistically if anyone ever in the history of the world has cleaned a toilet brush. Because that's a good question. Mm. Okay, so how to clean a toilet brush? I mean, basically, yeah, you're going to bleach the hell out of it. I mean, not literally.
There's no hell inside a toilet brush, so you can't.
But you're going
to literally.
You don't need to douse bleach on it. But like, you know, an all-purpose cleaning spray that you would use to clean the toilet. A lot of them do have bleach in them, so like if you've got one of those products, it's great. One that doesn't contain bleach is fine too. Basically, what you're going to do is after you've used the toilet brush, you're going to spray it pretty liberally with your cleaning product and run it under very, very hot water. Shake it off and then put it back in the. I'm making such hand gestures right now.
No, I was picturing Taylor Swift saying.
Yeah, shake it off. What if I did like parody videos of that's like everything cleaning?
I don't know why I haven't yet.
This is a genius idea. Maybe in the new year we'll make some of these for our patrons.
And the toilet brush stinks.
Okay, so and then you're gonna replace it. The thing is actually, so the brush is totally grody, but the base that holds the brush is the place that's actually.
Oh, that's a good point.
Wicked nasty.
Yeah.
Because you know.
It all drips in there.
It's exactly. So after you listen to this episode, I want all of you to go into your bathroom, pick up your toilet brush, and look at the bait. I promise you're going to be so grossed out. And if you would like, because you know I love gross things, if you would like to take a photo of your gross toilet brush base and tweet it at me, I will be thrilled to see your grossness. So you can tweet it to at JolieKerr, JolieKerr. Dave, I will do my best not to retweet and
CC you in them, but I can't
make any promises because I might just get so excited about your gross toilet brush water.
Actually, everyone's going to email you with questions like, I have a question. I puked in my toilet brush holder because I looked inside there. How do I get the puke out? Whole new episode. Boom.
Okay, so that's how you do it. Now, people who have been with me for a long time have definitely heard me give this spiel that there is a technically correct answer oftentimes to the questions that I get, and then there's a real life answer. So the technically correct answer is that's how you clean the brush and that you should do it after every use. Now, the real world answer I'm going to give you is there's no way in hell anyone is cleaning a toilet brush after. I'm not doing it, and I'm the clean person. Like, I don't know. Some people are really freaked out by germs, and that's fine. And for some people, it makes them feel better to clean the brush after every use. And go for it. Go with God. Seriously.
Go with God.
But if you're not doing it, don't feel bad because I'm not. So there you go. So, Dave, you were all excited to get so riled up because you thought I was going to demand something that was unrealistic, and I proved you wrong.
It just seems like it's like a waste of time. Like, there's no way to get a toilet brush
clean.
I mean,
it takes
like bleach hot water, whatever.
It takes less than 30 seconds. No, bleach and hot water, we'll get it clean. It takes less than 30 seconds. It's not, it's, I mean.
No, but like just the design of the brush, like how to get it out of there based on like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like it just, it just, I feel like no matter what you do, there's always going to be like some particles and some stuff.
Yeah.
But do what you want.
Yeah. So, okay. So that's how to clean a toilet brush. Okay. We have one more question. That's like, it's a fun one because it's, I get to answer with this weirdo product that I'm sort of enamored of. Mm-hmm. So let me have you read that.
All right. Here's David.
Okay.
I had some asshole roommate a while back who decided to plop one of those blue cleans every time sanitizers on my toilet. Well, I travel a lot for work, so I was gone at some point and the damn thing basically stained a ring around my bowl. There's also some other stuff that has stained on there too, and I have no idea what it is. Poop.
No, it's not poop, actually.
How do I get it off? I need help. I've used Comet spray to no avail.
Okay. So I know it's on poop because the Comet would have taken care of it. So actually, what the quote-unquote other stuff is it's probably mineral deposits. That's the most common thing that happens. When you get these kind of like stubborn stains in the bowl that regular cleaning doesn't touch, it will probably almost always be some kind of mineral deposit. It might be rust. It might be something else. Anyway. Here's what you're going to use.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to use something called a pumice stick, which is different from a pumice stone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what pumice stones are, right? The things you use on your feet?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Do you use one on your feet?
All the time. As soon as I get home tonight.
I bet you have like lovely soft feet. You know I have like hooves, right? Have I ever told you about my disgusting hooves?
Here's a secret. I'm going to give you a secret. Okay. I'm going to tell you something not a lot of people know.
Okay.
Nobody has nice feet. Feet are all gross. Feet are inside
shoes. Oh, are you
shoes.
One of those people?
Every foot is in a shoe all day, walking around sweaty and gross. Right. Doesn't matter the shape. Doesn't matter the color, consistency, hair, toenails. They're all bad.
I mean, I have cute feet. They're just no. Hooves.
How can they? They're just hooves.
No. Because I have I have cute feet on the top, but my heels are very tough.
So like superficial. So, you have like superficial good feet, yeah. Is what you're saying?
Well, the reason they're tough is because I wear like tough, preppy New England girl shoes in the summer and they harden my heels.
Everybody has like callousy feet. Everyone's feet are...
Anyway, so I pumice.
I pumice.
And I also, for other people who suffer as I suffer, because I'm also really vain about my feet. I want them to look cute. I do. I'm sorry.
Sorry that I pointed out the feet thing a few seconds ago.
No. If you have dry skin on your feet, there is a cream called Excipial. Excipial. Excipial.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent. I've been using it, and it's made a world of difference on my feet. Anyway, back to the stained port. How the hell did I get going on my calloused feet?
Because you accused me of using pumice stones on my feet.
That's right, because it's not a pumice stone. Okay, so a pumice stick is different from a pumice stone. It looks like a Lick-A-Made. Do you remember Lick-A-Mades? Did you eat that candy when you were a kid? It's a Fun-Dip.
I saw a porno once that was called Lick-A-Made, but that was probably not a...
You know what I'm talking about, right?
No, Fun-Dip? Actually, I don't.
It's this stuff. It's like a white stick that's entirely made of sugar, and then it has three little separate packets of different sugar powder, like Pixie Stick powder.
And they're called Lick-A-Made.
Yeah, and you lick the stick, and then you stick it in the powder, and you lick the sugar off. And you've never heard of this candy?
I've never heard of Pixie Sticks. Sounds Pixie Stickish. I've never heard of like seriously, Lick-A-Made sounds like a porno thing.
It does. Sounds terrible. Right. It's L-I-K, like dot A dot. M-A-I-D, like a maid.
Oh, it is spelled like maid, like a French maid.
I think
maid.
So, yeah, if I'm remembering correctly. It's all, and the other name for it is Fun Dip.
It's real sexual, to be honest. Everything,
I know,
everything about
it's crazy. Anyway, but the pumice stick looks like a Lick-A-Made. And you shouldn't lick it, especially not after you've used it to clean your toilet.
Well, now I'm gonna.
Okay, great. So what you do with it, actually, you do sort of use it the way that you use a pumice stone on your feet. You get it wet, and then you scrub the bowl with it. And you can use this on anything that's enamel or porcelain to get stains off. So if you have a sink that has, like, rust stains, that happens often, you can use this too. So you can get them, just like basically everything that I recommend on this show. Hardware store, Home Depot, Lowe's, all those kinds of places. You can find them on Amazon for about they usually cost about $4 to $6. One thing I've noticed on Amazon recently is that it's hard to find them for sale individually. It's usually like 4 or 6 of them is like the minimum you can buy. So you might have better luck at hardware store. But yeah, just if you Google or Amazon search pumice stick, the other name for it is scouring stick, but you'll come up with it. And that's all you need. That's going to take care of the problem. And actually, I'll say David is someone I know from way, way, way back in the day, early days of Tumblr. He and I were Tumblr pals. So he'd emailed me asking about this. And I emailed him back because I know him. And he got the pumice stick, and it indeed, it worked perfectly. It did the charm. So I was very happy about that. Before we go, I'm Googling Lickamade. Yeah, look, it's coming right up. Lickamade candy. I'm not making this up.
You click on images, it's all just porn.
It's not.
Lickamade.
It's a Willy Wonka candy. You've never seen this? I mean, now I know I'm not making it up.
It almost looks like
Airheads. It's on the internet. If it's on the internet, it must be true.
Wait, let me see. Do they have it like outside of the pouch? I've never, ever, ever seen this before.
All right, well, I'm going to try to find some.
Oh, Lick M-Aid. Not Lick A-Maid. Lick M-Aid.
Oh. Well, when I Googled it, it came right up. Lick A-Maid.
Fun Dip. Yeah, no, Lick dot M dot Aid.
Oh, okay.
makes it less porny.
Yes, it almost certainly does.
Old time candy.
All right, well, listen, Dave, I'm going to try to find some and I'll bring some. Hopefully it'll be better than the snack I brought you this time, which was a disaster.
I at least swallowed it.
I spat, you guys. I did. I saw there's a holiday edition Cheetos called Sweetos that are cinnamon sugar. They're not cheese. They're not Cheetos. They're Sweetos.
No, right. Sweetos.
And I saw them at the Duane Reade yesterday, and I was like, oh, those look fascinating. I love weird, crappy flavor chips and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, those look fascinating. I really want to try those. And I was like, but I can't buy a whole bag. I try to watch my figure. And I was like, oh, but I bet Dave would really like those. Dave also really likes weird flavored chips and stuff. He's always
did not work out
Instagramming things. So I was like, I'll buy them for Dave so that I can try one, but I don't have a whole bag of them in the house. Well, we opened them up when we got to the podcast studio today, and I took one bite and spit it right out. It was so disgusting.
It doesn't work.
It was not good. Don't buy Sweetos.
Yeah, they look like
and
we
were
saying.
And this isn't me being a junk food snob at all. I love junk food. Love.
They're just the wrong flavor, the wrong look, the
wrong
bag.
They're wrong everything.
The wrong everything. It doesn't come together the right way.
It's really, really bad. Well, listen, on that note, they will end up right in the toilet.
Put them right in your toilet.
Exactly. That'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards we're offering to our listeners. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about our weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.